The Rishonim raised a question: when is the latest time to say hallel on Pesach night? So we already said that there was a machlekes atanoim and machlekes Rishonim and a paskim. When is the sof zman of the mitzvah halayla, in the sense of when is the sof zman of achilas korban Pesach and when is the sof zman of achilas matzah? So presumably the same should be true for the other mitzvah halayla, namely the mitzvah of saying hallel, the mitzvah of dalakosos, the last kos, which is going to be the kosher hallel. So one can argue that just as if you hold that the matzah has to be until chatzos, and the korban pesach has to be until chatzos, and maybe even the sibbutz mitzrayim has to be until chatzos, maybe the halal or the shtiyas dalek kosos has to be until chatzos as well. So Tosos raises this possibility, and Tosos writes that maybe we have a right to be maker when it comes to halal and the last of the kosos, since it's only midrabanan anyway. So the whole notion of hurrying up to finish up the seder before chatzos is because there are some mishan v'paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that min haTorah the soul's man of the seder is until chatzos, but not all mishan v'paskin that way. The Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So Tosos writes, maybe we have a right to say that tzveikah derabanan lekula. Maybe we have a right to say that when it comes to matzah, comes to sibritis mitzrayim, the mitzvah deraisa pesach night, you better rush, you better make sure to finish bechatzos. When it comes to halal, which is only midirabanan, when it comes to shtiyas halakosos, which is only midirabanan, maybe you have a right to be maker like those Rishonim will maintain, like we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So Tosis writes, it's not the end of the world if a person went past chatzos concerning when it comes to halal, the last of the dalakosos, so it's not so terrible. That's for the din derabanan, you're relying on Rabbi Akiva. And the Ran says, not the way, the Ran says that the correct thing to do is to try to be makpid to finish everything by chatzos. Everything in the sense of everything that's halachically required at the Seder. The songs afterwards can be sang after chatzos, but the halachic ending of the Seder is the drink in the fourth kos, which concludes the halal. So the Ran says that's really preferable to be yotzei that before chatzos as well. There are really two different reasons why one should argue that way. One could suggest that it's really proper to finish everything before chatzos, that either because maybe the halal is a mitzvah min haTorah, as we said before, that there may be a deraisa concept of halal, the halal b'shas anes. There may be another aspect of halal, as we mentioned in the previous shiurim, that the Gemara says that lechem oni, lechem she'onim alo dvarim harbe, that he's supposed to speak in the context of the matzah, and Rashi writes in the Sefer Pesachim that speaking means, dvarim harbe means saying the magid, saying the sibbutz yetzias mitzrayim, in gomrim alo as a halal, and saying the complete halal. So we said that there's somewhere the practice based on this Rashi, leaving the matzah on the table until the halal is complete, or maybe even past the point of the halal. If you take this idea of Rashi, that lechem she'onim alo dvarim harbe includes the saying of the entire halal, so then that means that there's a link between the matzah and the halal, so you have to say halal b'shas matzah. So according to Belozim ben Azai, if the chatzos is not matzah anymore, if the chatzos, the mitzvah b'chilas matzah is over. So if you hold that there is a kiyum deraisa perhaps, of lechem only, lechem she'onim alo dvarim harbe, to say the entire halal in the context of matzah, so that would be required to be done before chatzel, so one can make a case that where Tosfos said that the halal is not so chashiv, not so important, doesn't have to be until chatzel, because after all, it's all in their abundance. So one could suggest maybe not, maybe there is an aspect deraisa to the halal, either the aspect that we said before that the halal, the shasa neis being deraisa, or maybe that kiyum that matzah is supposed to go together with halal, and according to Rashi, gemara halal as well. Even though the Meiri writes in Pesachim that it only refers to the beginning of the halal, not which we say at the beginning of the seder. But at the end of Magid, but since Rashi does use the phrase Gomer Lov as a halal, so maybe one can argue that's another reason why even on the level of Deraisa it would really be appropriate to get the halal in before Chatzos as well. And even if not assuming either of these two pshat, even if you assume that the halal is really only midirabanan, so the question is that really considered to be appropriate? That a person should take the attitude that, well, it's only midirabanan, therefore we have no problem, therefore we can say it lechatzila after Chatzos. So Tosfos seemed to say yes. Tosfos seemed to say that that's okay. There's nothing wrong with just taking the attitude. It's only the rabbanan. Therefore, you can dray around and wait till after chatzos, and it's no problem. And the Ran seems to disagree. Perhaps the reason why we should disagree with Tosfos is even if halal was only the rabbanan, even not based on anything that we said, if halal was purely the rabbanan Pesach night, still there is a big question to be shown him whether the rule of Sfeika the rabbanan Lakula, whether you're allowed to rely on that lechatchila or not. Many Rishonim maintain that Sveika Darbanan Lekula means that if something happened, a shaila came up, and now we're not sure, so if it's deraisa, you have to go lechomer to Darbanan, then you have a right to say Sveika Darbanan Lekula. But to live your life based on Sveika Darbanan Lekula, to lechatchila set up a scenario of relying on Sveika Darbanan Lekula, So many Rishonim said that's inappropriate. That's Svegi Rabbanon Kula was only a klal, was a kula, was a shasul chachmin. But yeah, if it happened, then you don't have to be so machmin. But like a tchila to do mitzvahs to Rabbanon in a manner that according to Hefti Rishonim are not yotzei, so that may be inappropriate. And Taisus seems to disagree with that. So that perhaps that's the nekudas of machlekes between Taisus and the Ram. The Taisus holds that Svegi Rabbanon Kula is hetadam a lachtchila. You can live your life lachtchila. Relying on Svegi Rabbanon Kula, so therefore lachatchili can go ahead and say halal after chatzels, knowing full well that according to Hefti Rishonim not yotzei. And the Ram says no. The Ram says that even if halal is only with the Rabbanon, it's still the appropriate thing to do is to say lachatchili before chatzels. If you goof, yeah, okay, Svegi Rabbanon Kula, but lachatchili would be inappropriate. If that's the case, that's the nekudas machlekes between Taisus and the Ram. So this would really be a machlekes l'shitasam concerning another mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. We mentioned before that there was machlekes of Rishonim, but the Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah min haTorah or a mitzvah min derabbanan. If you assume that Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah min haTorah, then obviously one cannot count Sfira during Ben HaShemashos, because it's a Safik Yom Safik Laila, Safik Derais Lachum. You would have to wait until it's about the dark, until Teis Kichavim. But according to the Rishonim, we maintain that Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is only min derabbanan. So Tosfos has a chiddush in Masechtas Pesachim that you're allowed to count Ben HaShemashos even lechatchila. There's no problems. Het Gam lechatchila to count during Ben HaShemashos because it's only the Rabbanim. It's Svegi Rabbanim lekula. The Ran in Masechtas Pesachim disagrees with that Tosfos also. The Ran says no, that you shouldn't count lechatchila Ben HaShemashos. If you did, so then you yell to b'diavad. But lechatchila it's inappropriate because the Ran says that ain't else in Svegi Rabbanim lekula lechatchila. That you're not supposed to set up to do a mitzvah derabbanan, knowing full well that you may not be yotzei because it's only suffik yom, suffik laila. So this machlekes tells in the Ram that appears by Sfiras Omer, which appears to be whether are you allowed to do a mitzvah derabbanan in the manner of speaking derabbanan l'kula l'chatchila or not. This machlekes tells in the Ram that appears in Hilchos Sfiras Omer may very well be the same machlekes when it comes to halal. So there are many reasons why a person should try to avoid doing the mitzvah of Kriyas Halal after Chatzos, if one is able to, either because the Halal may be deraisa as a Halal b'shasaneis, or the Halal may be deraisa as part of Lechamoni, Lechem Shalom of Rav Harbe, or even the Niach that the Halal is only derabbanan still, according to many Rishonim, they're not included, it would be inappropriate for a person to set up Lechatchila a Sveka derabbanan Lekula. This idea that the Ran has, both concerning Halal and Pesach Night and concerning Sfiras Omer, that the rule of Sveka derabbanan Lekula is not a freebie, it doesn't let you do everything. This really is Lishitasa, something that we spoke about in the first year, concerning the Ran Shita about Sveka derabbanan Lekula in general. The Gemara told us in Masechtas Pesachim that since we're not sure whether you do Haseba for the first two Kosos or for the last two Kosos, so therefore the Gemara says one is required to do Haseba for all four Kosos, and the Ran was bothered with the question, what happened to Sveka derabbanan Lekula? So the Ran had two Terutzim. One of the terutzim that was the idea that it's a type of besasri, that if you're gonna, can't pick two kosos over the first two over the last two, they're equally besafek. To avoid doing a seba altogether is inappropriate because you're gonna, in effect, contradicting yourself. You're doing away, you're throwing away the mitzvah of a seba, b'shas dal kosos. So the Ran gave a teretz. And therefore, whenever you have a sveka derabbanan lekula in such a scenario, type of besasri, you have to be machmer for on all ends. And the Ran had another teretz. Teretz being that, why should you rely on sveka derabbanan lekula if you don't have to? Because it's so easy do a seba. I mean, you're drinking the wine anyways. It's nafkamina. It's nafkamina whether you should drink the wine sitting straight or whether you should drink the wine leaning to your left side. So the Ran says, if it's so easy, able tircha mamish, able tircha klaus. You shouldn't rely on tzveikah derabbanan lekula. This is also the Ran b'shitah. So this idea that the Ran held that tzveikah derabbanan lekula is limited for b'diavad situations. It's limited for when you're stuck and you have to rely on it. But lechatchila to avoid not doing a seba when it's so simple to solve the problem. And to count lechatchila during Ben HaShemashos, and to go ahead and lechatchila delay saying the halal after chatzel. So the Ran held all these things are inappropriate. So kol part in the mitzvah of halal on Pesach night is potentially a mitzvah in the Torah. The question: what the nature of it is? A halal Torah is neis, halal b'shas neis mamish, or is it a totally different type of halal? It's only a halal with the rabbanon, or with halal b'Torah is mitzvah. Whatever the case may be. Although Tosfos says that one can fulfill the mitzvah of halal after chatzos, many Rishonim disagree. So the Ramah writes, lechatchila, one should try to say halal before chatzos. That's the correct practice. One should try to time the Seder in such a way that not only that he gets the afikomen before chatzos, but one gets in the halal and the shtiyah of the fourth kos before chatzos as well. For whatever reason, b'diavad the person didn't. And then b'diavad we assume that one there are grounds to permit one technically speaking would fulfill the mitzvah of halal and the fourth kos even after chatzos.